Chazal tell us Chayov Inish Libesume Bepuraye Adelo Yoda Ben Oru Homon Leboruch Mordechai. Chazal says a chiyuv to drink wine and Purim to become a mevusam Adelo Yoda Ben Oru Homon Leboruch Mordechai. Different shittas, how much you have to drink, how you have to drink. Yoisa Mikidei Limudoi, the Rambam says it's enough that he goes to sleep after he drinks. Aber lekule alme is a chiyuv drink. And is a chiyuv to celebrate, to show the Neset Purim with wine. What is the inyan of wine? The Foshim say, as a bracha, when people drink wine, they make a bracha. You drink a wine, you get a better bottle of wine, say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv is be'etzem the most nicest bracha that a Jewish person could make. Ribbono Shel Olam, Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. You're so good. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. Uheitiv, Umeitiv, Uyeitiv. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. And when you think about it, it's Amot Nezach. Shtel Tzach Tzu, a person eats a bar of chocolate. Then they get him at this Choshev chocolate from Switzerland at this. Oh, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. I would show a person finishes Shtores. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. Macht das Sium am Masech de Ksubes. Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. To make Hatoy Ve'Ameitiv. And a flesh of the vine, a bottle of wine. Hayitochem. Hayitochem to make a toif and a meitiv and a bottle of wine. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hatoif and a meitiv. Hatoif and a meitiv. Baruch Hashem. It's a gishmak of wine, and now it's even more gishmak. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's the best. Hatoif and a meitiv. It's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan to make a toif and a meitiv. But what's the pshat? Pshat is as if a person, lama zog a person, in the old days, he goes, they say in France, they do there the best wine. Yeah. He goes to a place there, Chveis, near Paris, they show him these huge, big grapes, mamish festive grapes. So I'm sure you could sell a kilo of these grapes for $100. He comes, he sees the people pick off the grapes. Mamash Givaldik, so much kromim, so much grapes, but some of these people can make a lot of money. He says they come, the workers come, they take off the grapes, they put it in big boiras, big pits, they put on these big boots, and they start to dance on it. That's like, Mishugoy? Don't know what to do. No, chosh with big grape juice. It's worth epis. No, then they leave it. And they wait that it starts to sour. Little flies come around. If you saw how you do the wine. Mamish Meshugoy. No, chosh, they have epis. Vinegar, wine vinegar. Echad epis. No, they wait a little bit. They get these big wooden barrels. They put it inside. And they send it down, machuna kvure, special mountains deep inside. Hino alamo, you bury people. Hershlamo, you bury grapes. Gomishugoy. They do it like for around 100 years, yeah. Choshev once in Paris, there, yeah. This guy dies, and he's sure that the people in Paris are mishugoy. Not normal. He leaves the world, he dies before the 100. Topic. Said, we know the truth. Nishkin Mishugoyim Bichlal. We know the truth as vos. We know. Adrava, they're doing a special wine. It's a special, special kind of wine. It takes 100 years. For who these people are doing it? For their kids. They get wine from their parents. and their parents got from their parents, and every year is wine that becomes 100 years old, and this is the matar of these people. So now I want to ask you a shal. When you come in, so if we'll take you to Paris, yeah, you're a little bit more developed, you know that there's a Muslim of doing wine. So I want to ask you a shal. You come, you see these grapes, you see they're stepping on it, they're making wine. So what happens? You wonder to yourself, Amod ne maise do? Was tut men do? L'chode mishugoyim. V'yeshlaim ha'al, they're not mishugoyim. They're doing wine. This is one mahala. Or when you see it, you say, they're doing wine. They're doing wine. I think most people, gleich when they will see that, they will say, they're doing wine. Normal. Will not happen a matter that maybe will be a person that will forget the answer, like, you know. He will see it. They're doing wine. Yeah? I think every normal mensch, he sees such a process, they're not wine. Will not be a ma'apun, he's not in the sugya. He will forget that they do wine and they think maybe they're not normal. The Ashlem of the French people are normal. Yeah? The Shtar is outside. What? This is the way of doing wine? So normal is up? This is the Metzius. The same thing. A person comes to the world. Maybe I'll explain. Wine, grapes, is the only product kimat in the world that comes down to the world complete. The wheat comes down, but it's not complete. You can't use it. You make from it flour, then you bake it, then you have a cake, you have a bread, you have fruits. You could eat them, you could spoil them, you could eat them again. Grapes, when they come down to the world, you make beirei priyoitz, lekule alme, et zroi leachile. Not like potatoes, that you don't make adom, you make a shakur. It's zroi, it's the best. You spoil it, it becomes vinegar, it becomes, when it bubbles, you can't even taste it, it's garnished. And then, it becomes choshev wine. And the more you wait, the deeper you bury it. And then you get choshev choshev wine. So the system, the process that the wine was passing, no one was hurting the wine. The person that was doing it, he was not spoiling it. But, Shleimar macht wine. He's fixing the wine. He's a winer. Fuck out. He's going choshev a person. He's doing wine. It's not for a second he's bad, the Yishleimah he's good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boire Oilam, and he brought us to the Oilam for one reason. He wants to give us Oilam Haba. He wants us to pass this world. It's no bad. It's never bad in this world. The bad is to make the person a better person. To make the person a special person. This is the reason we have it hard. It's not the pshat that it's hard and in the end it becomes good. It's never hard. All of the nisyonos make us better people. Purim was one of the mesholim. G'doy lo asor astabas yoyso mishivo nevim. Shtemeso nevim. Kadosh Baruch Hu want Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. He begged Haman HaRosho to give us the do tshuva. It was not bad. It looked bad. But it was for our good. I said last time, Lo Yitzir Haman would be bigger and bigger and bigger. So later when Beis Haman became Beis Mordechai, Mordechai would have more. Then he davened, Hashem, don't give Haman. They said, Chaval, Hashem didn't give more to Haman. Everything what Ahasuerus gave to Haman went over to Mordechai. If Haman would say Likol v'lamad al nafsham lehashmin lehargil lehargis ha'yehudim 20 days, so Klal Yisrael will have 20 days with Likol v'lamad al nafsham. Yeah, we have more Purim. Yeah, v'as kamentar Haman gave us one day. So we have one day. When Purim, we see, that's the Yeshua. It's not bad. It's not even a second bad. The way we start, we chagig in Purim, we drink wine. What is that toive ameitiv in wine? And wine, we have a better wine. We see, it's the only product that we see on it, that we take something. If we work on it, it becomes better. Ribayin Shalaylo, when I see the wine, chapich the matzev, hatoive ameitiv, Ribayin Shalaylo. Hatoive ameitiv. Now I chab Ribayin Shalaylo. Everything bad that happened to me is no bad. It's no bad, it's no bad bichlal. So where's the time to say it? Wine. And a better wine. A better wine means the process was longer. Ribbono shel olam, gidazalbe. Hatoyve ameitiv. It's the alamol demoshel, again and again. Two people passed the Holocaust. One person, his number was 005. The other person was 006. He came to Olam HaEmes, 005, gets a half a million palaces of gold. 006, gets a million palaces of gold. So 005 goes over there. I don't know where you go, but it's a place, you know, where you complain there. And he gives over his complaint. He says, you know, I was sure it's Olam HaEmes. I want to tell you, Herzog Chaim, we're together in Auschwitz in the same bunk. One night I slept in the bottom, one night he slept on the top. One day I carried the wood, he carried the wood, the stone. One day I put on tefillin, the other day he put on the tefillin. One Shabbos I kept, one Shabbos he kept. That's the way we shared it. How it could be an Olam HaEmes, I got a half a million, he gets a million and a million. Sinishkin Olam HaEmes. Waits for a couple of days, he gets back an answer. Says, you remember the last day of Auschwitz? Remember? What happened the last day of Auschwitz? The Nazis came to you and came to him. It was the time to kill you. They took 006. They shooted him. His neshama didn't go out. They sent that big black dog and he started to pull up pieces. Sigolnish Gehofen, the neshama didn't want to leave. Till the Nazis started to step on him, step on him, step on him. Till the neshama went out after 2 hours. You were standing there and you picked up your eyes to the Ribbono shel Olam and said, Ribbono shel Olam, I passed 6 years Auschwitz. I don't know if you know what is Auschwitz. All the stories that they say, Sigolnish, it was a Gewendoten. They peeled off the nails, put wires from the ear into the nose. It was terrible. 6 years Auschwitz. Ribbono shel Olam, I can't anymore. But ain't toiva for 6 years. When the bullet hits me, take my neshama. I can't have this dog with these people. Ribbono shel Olam, when the bullet hits me, please take away my neshama. And the Ribbono shel Olam listened to you. 6 years Auschwitz, he could not listen to you. Hazan neshama after 6 years Auschwitz, and the bullet hit you and your neshama left right away. For that extra 2 hours that 006 was suffering, toifas, he got another. Because he's a yid, he got another half a million. Says Ribbono shel Olam. Says, yeah, for half 2 hours of such pain that you can't understand. It's another half a million palaces. Says Ribbono shel Olam, so why you listen to me? I suffered 6 years, 2 hours, it's to be over. For netzach netzachim, I would have another half a million. What's the difference now that I died 2 hours earlier? Son of Kamina. They tell him too late. Too late. The Ger Rebbe, the Menachem, Bocher came over to him to complain. Sigeitnish, so hard for me to learn. Shtoris, Anusim, Oinu, back and forth. I don't chap. Shnekamelish, I mixed up. Echkanish, doesn't go. So hard. So the Menachem told him, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. You know, for me, it's so easy to learn. I was born with Kishreinus. I see a Gemara. I could read it upside down in a minute. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Chazal say, Echot b'tzar yoyso mimer shaloi b'tzar. Echot b'tzar yoyso mimer shaloi b'tzar. So when you learn one day, it's like my 100 days. In 3 days, you do my year. So you in 3 days do what I do in a year. In 1 year, you do hundreds of years of mine. I'm jealous when I will come to the masses, it'll be hard for me. I'm jealous of you. Person doesn't chap sometimes. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Gemara says, Hashem chofetz ma'atzid ka yagdir teira v'yadir. Zog di Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, lais klal Yisrael, lefich hirbo lehem teira v'mitzvah, this is the drosha. Yag mitzvah, lefich hirbo lehem teira v'mitzvah, shenema Hashem chofetz ma'atzid ka yagdir teira v'yadir. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants klal Yisrael. A bocher, Hashem sees, Shvach HaBocher, Mamish Enti, has in his pekele like a couple little, you know, like a little sandwich bag with his mitzvahs. Does it the ganze matzah, Nebach. College for a couple of years, Herahim, did so much Averis. Hashem decides, no, I'll make it hard for him. He will come to the mirror for a year. He will learn shtalk, make it very hard for him. No chavusas, no matzah, nothing. And he will learn. Echo betzal yoysim imel shaloi betzal. 1 year, he has 100 years, like the God of Lador. Baruch said, it's too hard for me. I want to tell you, a person will come up to the Shemaim. And they will give him his portion, let me say, 5 palaces. Yeah? Kids says, what? You know, you learn, say that, you know. 10 to 12, yeah? 4 to 6, 9 to 10, 9 to 8, yeah, say that. 4, 3.5 palaces, yeah? You can't get, what's going to talk, you know? But he says, but remember, it was 1 week. You know, I had some problems in my family, and I came every day. Oh, another palace. Remember one night, it was so hard for me to dive in, I walked out of bed. Yeah, another palace. Remember second Seder, there was a guy who wanted to schmooze to me, and I managed to decide I'm learning shtar. That guy would come out of the schmooze to me, and I would push him away. He was a good friend of mine. Another 2 palaces. And then he looks around. He's looking for another shver morning. Oh, it was normal shver mornings. He's so upset. Why I didn't have more hard mornings? Every time I have chavrus, it's such a shame. Chavar didn't have another day without a chavrus, I would get another palace. Tell him too late. I'm not saying to live without a chavrus, yeah? A person doesn't understand. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. No, lehavdil elef alfe avdolis. You know, you have these games that you eat little pieces, you get dots, yeah? Then if you eat like some choshev v'zachin, you get a lot of dots, yeah? But if you don't have the choshev v'zachin, you could eat the little things forever, yeah, I don't know, but I don't think you'll win something. If you eat choshev v'zachin, everyone knows what it is exactly, yeah? So what I'm trying to explain, and life is as old as us. Chris could have every day. How about it counts? It's garnished. How much points you could get for that? 1 point, 2 points. A hard thing? 100 points. 200 points. 300 points. Person complains. A person doesn't chap. Not only that, and a person has to know, every neshama has to come up to the Shemayim fulfilled. If you miss a hard day, you're missing a lot of points in Olam HaEmes. You're missing because there's a point where you could get, but the neshama of the person has to reach. Hashem sometimes sees you're not making it. He gives you some hard days, and you give up. Hatoy ve'ameitiv. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so good to us. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so nice to us. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us. He wants to give us. He wants to help us. This is Purim. The avodah of Purim is if a person wants to be happy in Purim. And the richtige avoida is to come to that akara. It's nothing hard. It's nothing bad. This world is oilam choylef. Oilam choylef. There is oilam ha'emes. A person will be so sorry. Why I didn't have it harder? Why I didn't have it hard? Why I didn't manage to learn in these hard hours? Echot betzar yoisa mimer shaloi betzar. I want to go to sleep at 11 o'clock. I will learn another half an hour. Echot betzar yoisa mimer shaloi betzar. Again, echot betzar yoisa mimer shaloi betzar. Nothing bad happens to the person. Never. The Ribbono Shel Olam is atoy ve'ameitiv. And if he punishes you, it's also good. You want to be punished here? Nishkidai. Sinishkidai. Person has that emuna. He could never be sad. He could only be happy. Avada, when he fulfills himself. When he's failing, he can't. If it's hard days and he stays in bed, if it's hard days and he doesn't daven like he has to, nebach. Maybe don't come to Purim. Nebach. But if a person fixes this emuna, and he's oived on this emuna, this is the reason the Neset Purim was done with wine. Rashi says, "Mishenichnas Odor Yomim Shenasu Bemnisim LiYisrael Purim VePesach." Pesach is the same thing. The Shibud Mitzrayim was to make us ready for Kabbalah Satayre. We didn't need it. He brought us to Mitzrayim to suffer that we could come out. The Chagiga of Pesach is Arba Koyse Shel Yayin. The same thing. This is the Maile of Yayin. The person sits in Purim. Everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Onaz Zach. Like we said last time, I want a little bit more Lechush. We said that a Yiddish Neshama without Teire is never happy. There's no Musik to be happy. Because Baruch Hu created the Adam and the Neshama, the real Simcha and the Lev is the Neshama. Not that the Neshama is not a real Simcha. Without Teire is no real Simcha. If a person wants to have a real Simcha, he has to fill his Neshama with Teire. A person has to take on himself a plan. Comes the week of Purim, especially this year that Purim like, you know, overflows to the whole week. Yeah. If a person takes on himself that week, whether he learns Seder HaYeshiva, Kipshutoi, or he takes on himself the Chazer, everyone knows how to talk to these Yetzer Hore. A person has to make a plan. Not to say, yeah, we'll learn Purim. What do you learn Purim? You don't have to learn Shabbos, you learn Purim. He makes a plan. Started from now. And that week of Purim, he learns. Every day. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi. Amad, he's happy a little bit. And he comes to that Madrege. And Echo Betzal, Yosef Emer, Shaloi Betzal. In 7 days, he could, 700 days. And he comes to Purim with such a feeling. And everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for me is for the bad, is good. I don't see it, but I know it's good. I know it's good. And when he's holding in that atmosphere, and he's holding in that feeling, and that kind of argosha, and that kind of machshava, he takes the wine, and he drinks the wine. Kemadrigosoi. I don't believe that the bocher that is holding in that madrega will just drink wine to be like a goy. I don't think it's shaykh. Shaykh, we took learning and doesn't realize it became shik. I'll tell you, when we were bocherim in Panovich, so we would go to Rosh Hashivas, and the chabura, and you know, was wine on the table, and the chachma was to drink, and to drink till you fall shikr. And the Rosh Hashivas will check if you're speaking and learning, calls Mani Shikr. But not like the people that, you know, pretend that the Shikr is speaking and learning. Shikr Kaloi, that then you fell asleep, yeah? And the Chokhmah was, I remember boys, I did it 1 year, I did it. I don't know what happened. No one tells you the truth, so you never know if you behave or you didn't behave. But Bachim learned 24 hours for a week before Purim, that Mamash, in the middle of the dream, you'll be lectach and learning. That was a big bizarre. Mamish, you cleaned your head only Torah. And then you attest. If Taki, you could spritz out Torah. Not saying we're holding there. But this is the Madrege. A person puts himself, a person that puts himself in such a feeling, when he drinks, he will never cry, oh, my life is so sad. He's not holding and pulling this bacher. What is it? Broken tape going around, crying. Nebach. Don't drink. You're not holding in that one at Purim. Again, you have a week to work on it. But if a person works on his three things, this whole week to be besimcha, Hier ob Leichner, Daven besimcha, Oleinu besimcha, Zdorim besimcha, mit Leichtkeit. Nadav Scheich ist der Batole. To fill yourself with Teuro. Besimcha comes in. We don't know what nice feeling it is to have a Purim that you learn a couple hours. So Bach, a skid to learn Purim, because you know, it's only 24 hours, the skid to learn will be left with no Purim, Nebach. So even with these Bach, so learn 24 hours before. It's hard to learn on the plane. Say, you stay up the whole night before you learn, and you're tired on the plane, and later you fall asleep. Yeah? You fill yourself with Torah before, and you think about the machshava that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Echad b'tzar, yoseh omer shelo b'tzar. And then you take the wine, Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the way you created the world. But we have to work on ourselves, and you mean for our good, and you mean for our best. Person comes to that madrege and he drinks in Purim. He took that roimemus. Oy, it's not gewalt this Purim. But a person has to. It doesn't come me'elov. It doesn't come me'elov. When a person comes to that, so Chazal finish it. Hodar kiblu b'mei HaChashveirosh. So easy to mekabel ol teireh. So easy after such a Purim. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bad or good is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing bad can happen to me. Everything is good from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is there a reason not to sit and learn day and night? Is there a reason not to sit and learn? What if we're not shoyter? Chazal felt, Klal Yisrael felt this feeling. It was a new Kabbalah Satoiro Me'avo. If a person finishes Purim and he feels he's ready for a more Kabbalah Satoiro, he could write himself a check. Oh, I managed. But after Purim, he feels, okay, now I have to go back home early already. Five friends are getting married. Write a big X. A big X on it. I see, after Purim, all the guys, they failed. Even the guys that have tickets, they'll cancel if they're really excited. No, I want to dance in two chasanas. Didn't dance enough in Purim, I had to dance in two chasanas. Nebuch, he's not happy. The measurement is to yourself, not to me. And when you finish Purim, you want to learn for another 2 weeks. If you don't have that measurement, bizoy. V'homen zogt, v'kidai bizoyoy v'katzif. But if a person manages, v'kitoiv liv ha-melech bayoyin, and he comes to this argosha with the wine, then Bezus Hashem, we'll be zeicha, t'arfei lecha Purim, b'sirach Hashem.
I heard once Kasha Shane Rebbe's
name was Winnie. I went to the wedding and I came back.